Sim Shimon and Aleph Sim. This man taught me a Gemara. And the Hoya Rech Sim is a Yela Lifnei Hamila. Will Achar Mila will be a Mishlishi the Mila b'Mayim Cham Hoya Mesuka. The nature was that the child, they would wash him with hot water before, after, and on the third day after the Mila. If they did not, it would be dangerous for the child. Therefore, the Gemara discusses the issue when it came out on Shabbos that you're allowed to heat up the water in case where there is no water available. You're allowed to do the mila. We're not doing this brachitza, and therefore it's not a sakana. He's a regular, he has a regular halacha rechitza of any other person. So the halacha doesn't apply. Now, zok di ramoa elu. So that's in the place of where the Beis Yosef was. That's what it boiled down to at that point in time. But they weren't doing anything, you know, anything special in regards to rechitza. But in the ramoa says the medinas elu. Around where the Ramah lived, they didn't wash him with the Amila Becham and Shukhon Mi Esmo. They would wash him with hot water, which had been heated from before Shabbos, before the Mila. Well, Achar Mila B'Motzi Shabbos, and they would do it again. They'd wash him again with hot water after Shabbos. V'cheinim Hoya Yom Shlishi L'Milosi B'Shabbos Rorin Sheyesh Tzarek L'Rochse. If day three of the meal came out to be on Shabbos and they saw there was a need to wash him, they would prepare hot water from before Shabbos, they would use it on Shabbos. This is all talking about, we're not talking about there was a specific instance or issue which we saw. If we feel that there's a danger unless he's washed, obviously at this point in time he just had a surgery, we feel there's a need to wash him, there's element of sakana, so you do it. Lamed Aleph. Lo yinogu, the nishtanu ativim. We say the nature of people has changed. At the time of Gemara, it was considered sakana not to wash. Nowadays, it doesn't affect us like this. Lamed Beis, b'midinus elu, b'midinus elu, b'midinus elu, in our places, the Ramah is talking, klamer, b'midinus elu, avki ein havlad nesukin, kol kach kama b'meim. The lack of washing didn't create a sakana like it did in the time of Chazal. Ochenu kaponim sar galu yesh b'dar, but it is necessary, which is necessary. We left it with the halacha. Normally, we don't do rechitz on Shabbos, the full body. But over here, we're going to do that. We're going to do it with the child. But as opposed to heating up on water on Shabbos for that purpose, which wouldn't be mutter because there's no sakana yet, you use hot water from before Shabbos. And then we would wait after the meal. We'd wait till after Shabbos, which at the time of the Gemara that was not considered safe, but for us that is considered safe. Okay. Then noigim l'rochsoy. So we do it. We yizor shol yasha sadim b'mayim. We should be careful that we don't soak the towels in water. The shriyasa zel kibusa, just soaking them in water counts like washing them. So they have the malach of malabe, and when you soak the towel in water, you're doing libun on the towel. But maybe you can record to this. You shouldn't squeeze out the towel. If the hot water which you prepared from before Shabbos spilled out. So Yachal Omer Le'en Yehudi Lahavi Mayim Shulchan Will Bishvil En Yehudi. Water which was heated on Shabbos for a goy, you're allowed to now ask the goy to bring it. We can't ask a goy to go now and heat up water. That would not be mutter. So a child who was ill and now got better before the meal. So the loch is we wait. Child was ill. Before we do the meal, we actually wait. We wait a full 7 days. But even after such, since we've seen the child has gotten sick, it came out the time to do the 7 days. He got sick, recovered. We waited 7 days that the illness is away. And now it's time to do the meal. It came out to be on a Thursday. We don't let him do the meal on Thursday. The third day is considered dangerous, and a child which already indicated he's had illness, we're afraid that he might be more susceptible to a need to be mechal. So you don't go to chachila and do the meal in such a way that you're going to generate a real potential for chilul Shabbos down the road. Do the mitzvah now. You have an opportunity, you're able to do it, don't push it off. Machmin is to let the kum chomes, let it rise, let it sit. So you don't let it sit, you do it, and then whatever happens, happens. Mechin and chamin, so they would prepare water from before Shabbos and use it on Shabbos, on day three. So they knew day three was day three because they had day two and day one before. So they know to prepare water for him. Masha Dimei Lo Hichino is also L'Hochem El Yirei Nihuri. We would not allow him to go ask a goy to heat up the water. We don't consider him to be a chaylu, just consider it some level of pain. If the doctor actually says there's a real need to wash a child, it's dangerous, so you have water, you ask to go out and heat up the water. Case where the child already is, there's clearly an element of danger and the hot water is necessary, you don't have to ask to go, you can do it yourself. Yod. Sif Yod. A person who's never done the bris milah before. The moyo. Well, this is a round one for him. Lo yomol b'Shabbos. His first time doing it should not be on Shabbos. Because we're afraid that he's going to end up not doing it right and have to go do it back again. It's like end up being mechal Shabbos, doing the process of chilul Shabbos. First time wasn't proper, so it wasn't a valid chilul. It was a chilul Shabbos, but it wasn't for the mitzvah. On mol kvar pamachas mutar lo yomol b'Shabbos afilu im hu avi haben. He was done even one time, he's now allowed to do it. Even if he is the father. We'll see, Mr. Burr talks about why, what's the chiddush of the father. I go by an oy denimilla, but tur your day is a minisamavah. Is that the Mr. Burr? Lamanvah, lo yamul. Tachshin and shemi yakalko, because afraid he's going to damaging, do something, not to say damage the child, but damaging vis-a-vis the mitzvah. And the mitzvah will not be done properly. The nimsa, the chal Shabbos, will not be the mitzvah. Come like he did chal Shabbos without doing a mitzvah. What do you mean, like part of me of them? Also, the prayer of Shabbos. A person who's done milah before, he's never done the priya part. So he can't show up to the priya on Shabbos. Come, came, tamsa. Now, Moel Shabbat Omer Shakar Moel Pamachas Bechol. Nemun Vein Tzorach Levi Raya. Moel says he's done it before, we believe him. Now, but Yeridayas in Tzorach Mishan Mishan Vav, Kosa Bahagosh, Shatayv Lahakman Lachachila, Shalom Yomel Shnei Merlim, Mila Achas B'Shabbos. You shouldn't divide it up between two Merlim. Shazay Yomel Vizay Yifra. So one will do part of it, and one will do the other part of it. Mila and Priya. Ella the hamal who yatsman here for the one who does the mila should do the priya. That's Rama over there. Aber Harbach Redem Kosser Shigesh Lachal B'Zeh, you could be Mekel. And there was an argument, it comes out, it's more, it's considered like, the Ramah is saying it is more Chilul. If one person does the whole thing, he's in the middle of doing it, he does it, so that's, he was ahead of right to, what's another person have a right to go now to Mechal Shabbos and start the process? He has no right to go in and be Mechal, there's no need for him to be Mechal. But Zacharim argue, say, what's the difference? I mean, each step of the process is his own separate ma'isa. So the meal is a meal and priya is a priya. In the middle of the ma'isa meal, we say maybe you shouldn't stop in the middle of ma'isa and have someone else finish off the ma'isa meal. Yeah, one person should do the whole ma'isa meal instead of having two people doing the chil. But if it's meal and priya, it's two different things, no reason to not to split it. Okay, minute, call him a dinis perlin, talk me to him, shtay merlin, say, chetach was a pereya, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, they're very common to split them up. Okay. So again, each one is really separate. There's three separate parts of the process. So he does the Mila, he does the Priya, he does the Matzitza. Shabbos. So the first, he shouldn't be his first shot on Shabbos. Now, Yom Tov, Sheni Yishol Golius, Bavada Yishol Hakol, that the Moel could be the first time he's doing it. Another reason, Yishtei has been an Achronim, Acham Yudea Ba'atzo Sheyoch Olomo Ve'en Moel Acher, Bavada Yen Lahat. So you have a situation where nobody else knows how to do it, he feels confident he can do it, so you can do it also, and even on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mekel. What's the Lama Shabbos? Feel like Iker the Mol Zimnin Tuva. So if a person did even one time already, so he can do it, even though one person's done it 50 times, so we don't say, well, maybe the guy's done it 50 times, stupid, tell the guy did it once. No. Once it's enough to establish, he knows what he's doing. Afilu if he's avi ben perish. Lafuke mimad the serial the abba atzul lo yomu b'shabbos hechadika achrina. His opinion, which says the father shouldn't do it if there's somebody else available. So you say no. Once he's done it once, he can do it even if it's the father. Why should there be a reason to say that the father? Is not the preferred person. Mishul d'lagabi d'day havi psik reisha d'nichalei sheyom masakin espanoi. He has more interest in making sure this thing is done right, and doing it with the kavana to like a tikkun, because for him it's a mitzvah to get his son, you know, taken care of. The guy with the moil is like whatever, it's a kid, you know. Yeah, yinish dish. Kamash on the brin and hachi d'gamal gabrakin psik reisha d'nichaleihu sheyhu roitzalom elu b'zekasi. Everyone else, they're all trying to do the ma'isa of the bris mila properly. So that's called, they're having kavana for that. The Torah permitted that. That's what the Torah permitted. Going there with intent to do it properly and doing it anyway. That's so what, there's no difference between.
Excuse me, do you know if the Rosh Hashiva uses a microphone?
No.
No? Yeah. And he speaks from where? Over here?
Yeah.
Because I'm hard of hearing.
So you'll sit here.
Thank you. Are there any Myra Mechamos?
On the Bima.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to skip Shin Lamed Beis, Shin Lamed Gimel. Let's move into Shin Lamed Daled.
So, just a quick thing. So, was it talking about what does the Hava mean? So, we believe somebody, they say they've done a Mila before. What's the halacha there? People would, it would be some concern somebody might lie about it.
I shouldn't say lie, but maybe for this halacha, we have a chiyuv to get some higher level of, you know, edus or something like that. I'm not sure what the, I'm not really sure what the halacha means. Okay, Shin Lamadala, dinning the lake of a Shabbos, a boy chub sign sipping a fire, how to deal with a fire on Shabbos. So now, we had already in Shin Chav Tes, if there's any question of danger to life, so you put out the fire. Right, so that's a given. We're talking about a case over here with most of the similar, we're dealing with a case where there's no danger to life. We saw over there if there's any, even if this person can get out, if there's somebody who's ill or elderly, etc., somewhere in the Shkuna, so you don't know, even though I can get out, but maybe he can't, the next door neighbor can't get out, it's called Sakana. So in most cases, these halachas won't apply because there's a potential for Sakana. But let's say a case where there is no Sakana involved, so then we have these halachas. Aleph, not with the lake of Shabbos, a fire broke out on Shabbos. So Chazal were afraid that if the person gets too involved in trying to save too much, so he can't put the fire out because that's unless the Rabbanon put the fire. There's no danger to life. It's just saving his money. The Chazal weren't mad to that. But maybe we should let. So, but meanwhile, let him go and save all of the items in the house. Well, we're afraid once he's busy saving. So he'll be in that mode of running to get everything out. He just might say, you know, just grab some water and pour water on the fire. Because he'll get involved in, like, why am I saving? Let's pour out the water. You know, put it all together while he's doing this. He'll lose it. Because he'll be so absorbed in what he's doing, he'll forget about Shabbos. That's what we're afraid of. So Chazal limited what he's allowed to do very, very greatly. If the fire broke out Friday night before the meal, he can save 3 meals worth of food. So, food for depending on the amount of people, that's how much food he's going to save for the people. And if he has animals, he'll save food for the animals. It broke out in the morning before the morning meal. He saves 2 meals worth. And by mincha time before shal shudas, he saves 1 meal's worth. The people in the house where the fire broke out, they have a limitation how much they're allowed to save. Because we're afraid that once they're involved, they're going to get Torah, they're going to get involved in saving, they forget Shabbos and put it out. The other houses which are nearby, they are afraid that their concern is the fire will spread. But they can save as much as they want because they're not in that same level of intensity of concern. You know, the pressure of time, they have much more time, etc. So they can save more. Okay, Yochel HaHatzel. Mishabur Sukkot Nalav. Yochel HaHatzel. I only come on Sip Yod Alav. The LaHatzel Mibayas the Chotah Shaloi. Yeshamim the Yochel HaHotzi Kol Mashi Yirtzu. This is talking about saving, we'll see later on, it's talking about taking from the house into a common chotzer. But a person his house has a private chotzer that they did not limit. Some say they did not limit that. You're moving it within your own area, that's not, you know, and thereby saving the items, that's okay. B'shachris mozen b'shachris. Habak kosev dim hula akar katsois. I feel in medayin lo'ochel ein amatzo kim mozen surachas. He says, Chazal said, in the afternoon, you save 1 meal's worth. Even though you haven't eaten yet. So he says, no, that's not true. That's what the Bach says. Prima Gadim raises questions on that point. Whereas the Bach holds, if you wait till after Chatzos to eat your Shabbos day meal, you're not yet to the meal. So there's no heter to eat it. Ah, you're hungry. Yes, you're hungry, but that's not the mitzvah of eating anymore. So they weren't matzah. The house should delay goodbye. Ritzalimra. The house where the fire is, okay, Mavadi Bo, that person over there is clearly, he's overwhelmed. Misharisile, if you'll permit it for him to start saving, also the Kabbalah will come to extinguish. Now, Frederikash, Mishabur is going to ask a question. Over here we're saying, don't save, which that causes you not to put the fire out. We have Mimeis, the case where we had the Rachmanis, and we had a case where there was a dead relative, and a fire breaks out. Chazal said, well, we allow him to move the mace, even though the mace is muksa, etc., because if we don't, he might put on the fire. So there we're saying, not saving means putting out fire, saving means not putting out the fire. We're saying, saving means putting out the fire, it's like the exact opposite. Gabi mace, material, hatzila, kadesh, yachab, commercial cause of reish, semen, shinyad, aleph. So, kosuva tesis. So that's the question. Tosis in Daf Mem Gimel asked this question. The answer is the mace Adam Bol Olav Tvei. He's even more concerned about by the mace. It's his relative. Because they were afraid if we don't permit anything, it'll go intentionally against the mitzvah of the Torah and put out. That's what we're afraid of over there. It's not that. It's his money, but it's not life. It's not the body of his deceased relative. We're not afraid he's going to go intentionally and put the fire out. And then now the opposite is true. If you do permit it, we're afraid he's going to forget and put out the delake. The houses which are nearby, they're not as overwhelmed. So therefore, they're allowed to save anything. Okay. Now there's an interesting paragraph over here, but let's see what time.
Anything are we talking food or any items?
Any item they could. Well, we'll see. There's a problem with muksa issues, but let's say not anything which is not muksa according to this would be mutter for the houses which are nearby. Okay, let's hold it here.